You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
The owners of a pet resort in Pasadena, Texas are getting some attention after putting up a huge banner in front of their business that says, quote, now hiring non-stupid people.
I love the honesty of it. I really do. And that's kind of what you're looking for.
I mean, right. So here's the owner, Walter Parsons, to explain.
We're trying to weed out the people that do come in. We hired one last week, lasted 3 days.
So Walter claims that he's been trying to fill multiple positions for a while, but posting about them online really hasn't gotten him anywhere. So when his wife found it on Amazon, a huge banner that said, now hiring non-stupid people, Walter bought it and hoped that it would be his answer to his prayers. And it turns out he was right. Within 24 hours, it got so much attention that he got three solid applicants to fill the position.
Nice. Because like if you're driving by and you're like, oh, I'd like to work. They're not hiring stupid people. Nuts. And you keep going, then that job wasn't right for you.
Right.
He did you a favor.
I think it also sets the tone
for
the people that already work there and what they're expecting.
Well, also too, in coming in, it sets the tone for, okay, this guy is like, no nonsense,
yeah.
I'm not going to tolerate your shenanigans.
Exactly.
I love it.
So while that was great news that he did fill the positions, there is some bad news. In the short amount of time that the sign was up, within 24 hours, many people in the community were offended by it.
Of course they were.
Saying it was distasteful and unprofessional as well as offensive.
Well, don't go there then.
Well, one offended local said that she was offended for...
Please tell me stupid people.
For the prior employees that were fired. Since the sign kind of says that they were stupid.
Stop being offended for everybody else.
But Walter claims that those who are offended should consider this. He said, would you put your pet in a resort somewhere that didn't care about their well-being?
That's right.
No, you'd want smart people that are willing to do the job correctly, and that means not being on your phone and having to be reminded to get off of it every 20 minutes.
That's right. Hey, man, when you run a business, it's a serious thing. Your livelihood is that, and you want people that are going to protect the business as you would.
Right, because you're trying to protect a reputation.
Yes.
You want to get good business, and you can't get that when you're hiring stupid people.
There's nothing wrong with that. I will tell you this. I'm very thankful that sign was not posted out in front of WayFM before we all got here, because we would have to drive
like,
by.
Yeah, but sorry. That didn't work out.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little booyah your weekend as is customary for Mondays. Now, this is where you tell us a story. We go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. Betty Rock, let's start with you, though, kind of a practice round here. Give us your booyah your weekend.
So, over the weekend, I went to the Franklin Pumpkin Festival.
Me too.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun people watching.
Yes.
I came for the food. If I'm being honest, and they have it on one street where they have all of these vendors, and they had that one, you know, where they like have the random red, yellow, green banners, and it's like, we got corn dogs, we got turkey legs, we got onion rings, like that's where
I go. Did you see the Brussels sprout place?
Yes, yeah. Who does that?
Why are you there?
Yeah, that was dumb. Anyways, so me and my friends, we stood in line for probably a good 15, 20 minutes,
yep.
And got up there. I ordered, because this is my one time, you know, I got a funnel cake.
Yeah, you did.
As well as the ribbon chips.
Yeah.
You know, those things where they take the spud and the drill and then they deep fry it. So good.
It's a pile of chips that literally stood as tall as Betty Rock's head.
It's amazing. And then I got the biggest sweet tea they had.
Nice.
Now, the catch is, I didn't realize they didn't put prices up on what everything was until you got there and ordered it.
How much did you spend?
I spent $45.
No! On food?
$45.
Okay, did you finish everything?
I did not.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, hardly even touched it because it was just one thing. Like, I was just so excited. And you know how your eyes are bigger than your stomach? But I did do one good thing for humanity. I went around offering both to people.
Good for you. That's what you want, is random food from a stranger and a pair.
And people took me up on it.
Well, you're cute. Like, if Gavin or I tried to do it, there's no way. No one would take a bit of it.
911?
Yeah, exactly. We've been arrested. Yeah. So I'm going to boo you, but I'm booing for you because I know how frugal you are, and to spend that kind of money on food unknowingly is crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm booing that for you.
Yeah, I had a friend that she was there a couple hours before me. Her and her husband spent $65.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I got kettle corn. I spent $7.
Not 45.
No.
But think about it. It's a funnel cake and those ribbon fries.
Yeah. I think it's a yay for me just because you had even mentioned the idea that there was like some place with Brussels sprouts and you just completely avoided
that. Oh, didn't even consider it.
Like you went at least all out in the respect of festival-like food.
You only live once.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go with yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you got a booyah your weekend, we'll take it now. So what do you got?
So I have 5-year-old twins, and this weekend my daughter had her first girls-only party. So me and my son had a dad day and started with a camp out Friday night. Got up Saturday, went and got breakfast, and then I was going to take him to play laser tag. Lined up to go play laser tag, and my 5-year-old looks at me and says, "Dad, are the lasers going to hurt?" He's never played before. I said, "No, son. It's going to be just fine." Well, by the end of the second round, it's just me and him in the arena by ourselves, and he's running around chasing me, not even letting me get alive before he shoots me again. So we had a fantastic dad day.
Dude, those are the days that your kid will remember, like, forever, you know, and that you'll never forget. He'll remember it because he beat you, and you'll remember it because he beat you.
Exactly.
You know, and while this all sounds good and fine, I'm actually going to boo you.
What?
I'm going to boo because you set the bar really high. He's only 5 years old. So when he turns 6 years old, he's going to be like, "Man, Dad's going to take me even further, like take me up in a hot air balloon or something." And like, how can you live up to those standards?
All of these are good things for Alan because he gets to do them all. Like,
well,
so
that's
it works out on so many levels. So I'm double yaying you, which means you're a winner today, Alan.
Thank you much, guys.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we're playing Booyah Your Weekend with people here on the show. And I was curious how you guys would land on this Booyah Your Weekend. Betty Rock and I ended up at the same festival. We were there at different times. It was like a Halloween pumpkin fest fun craft fair thing in downtown. And so we go there, and my wife really wanted to go. I know my wife really wanted to go, okay? And so she'd been telling me a couple days before it, "Oh, that'd be fun. But I know you don't like that kind of thing. And I have a project I'm still working on and stuff." And she's like, "You know, but it's okay. We don't have to go." Mm-hmm. Passive aggressive. Mm-hmm.
You're going.
Oh, I had to go. There's no way. And so I'm like, "Maybe no, it's fine. I can do that other stuff later. I would love nothing more than to spend the day with you at Pumpkin Fest." And so she's like, "No, seriously, if you don't want to go, no, I don't want to go." And I said, "No." And I said, "I would like to go." She's, "But I know you don't like crowds, and the parking is going to upset you, and you're going to get frustrated and mad. Like, I understand all that." I said, "Darling, I love you, and I will be fine with this. This will be great." So we go to Pumpkin Fest. We park 17 miles away and find parking, and I don't say anything. I just park kindly and get out. We walk that 17 miles uphill both ways through the snow, and we get to Pumpkin Fest, where it is just filled with people who apparently have never walked before, and then people carrying strollers and puppies and just walking into you and oblivious to you walking anywhere or wanting to get somewhere. And they're just so concerned with themselves, or they've never been outside before. It was like a festival of agoraphobics that were outside for the first time. Like, "Oh, look at all of this!" And just stepping on you. And like, so, driving me crazy. Does Wally say a word? Not a peep. I don't say word one. My wife goes, what is the deal with these people that don't know how to walk? I'm like, yes! Yes! She complained first. I didn't complain the entire time.
Do you know why she complained first?
Because I didn't.
No, because your body...
No!
Yes, your body language was saying you were angry. You were probably huffing and puffing like you always do.
No!
And she was probably feeling guilty for dragging you out there.
That's on her. So I did nothing of the sort.
She wanted to say what she knew you were saying in your head.
I was super positive. No body language. No, I know I can be a little prissy like that. I understand that. But none of that. I was on my best behavior. And so when she complained first, and then I didn't even pile on. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That dummy over there. I was just like, you know what? It's okay. We're just having a great day together. Let's go get some lunch. What do you say? Yeah.
Why can't we ever get that version of you?
I don't know.
I'm going to boo just because.
Exactly. Yeah, because you don't get good me. Oh, man.
Not so fair.
Yeah, there you go. So I think I did pretty well. Gavin, you got to give me a yay.
It's a husbandly yay because you made sacrifices. Yeah,
exactly.
You didn't want to be there.
Oh, what a
sacrifice.
What
that's like. Yeah. You know what that's like. That counts for double. I win.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church. Or at least the parts he understood.
If you've ever worked at a company and had that one employee that makes it fun to come to work, you know the power of one and that one person can make a difference. There's the great theologian D.L. Moody. He knew the power of one. I thought this was really interesting. You know, that if you lead one person to Christ, the river that flows long after you're gone is huge. And that's kind of what he was talking about. He identified 100 people in his life that he knew did not know the Lord. And he wrote their names on a piece of paper and he prayed for them continually for years and years and years. And what's crazy about this is 96 of that 100 came to faith in Christ.
Whoa.
It's a good number.
I know. I mean, that's almost batting 1,000. Okay, now here's where the story gets even better. At his funeral, the other four, it's amazing they were all alive, but the other four at his funeral, seeing the outpouring and people talking about his life and all of these stories about him, gave their lives to Christ as well. So he basically batted 1,000 on these 100 people. Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah, but it's because he valued them and he interceded and was intentional in interceding to God for them, you know. And the Bible talks about how it pleases God when we pray for the lost and when we intercede for those who don't know him. I didn't know that. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a cool verse, you know. It pleases God because it's his desire that no one is lost. But also, I think it pleases him because for a minute we step out of ourselves and it's not about us and it's about something bigger than our wants, our desires, our needs. And it's about something even bigger than someone else's wants. It's about salvation, you know. And so I think that's kind of a reason why he loves that. So interceding for unbelievers, our pastor made this point, is praying a prayer that they don't even know they need to pray for themselves. And so if you're not sure how to pray, because I know Betty Rock has shared this with me in confidence, that she...
What are you going to say?
No, like I think we all struggle with this. Like you'll start praying and mind drift. Like,
oh, all the time.
Yes.
I am a squirrel for sure.
Amen.
And you got to keep coming back to it. And then you spend a minute saying, I'm sorry because I got sidetracked. Let's dig back in here. And then all of a sudden, poof, it's gone again.
Yes.
And so this actually helped, is kind of like walking through the steps of praying for unbelievers and praying for people. It said, pray for the people in your life first, the family and friends that don't know Jesus, and that God will, you know, use you and other people in their lives. Then pray for neighbors, because that was another big point. Like, how many times we drive into our cars and our garages and we don't say hi to our neighbors. We don't even know their names. Mm-hmm. And we need to be praying for them because we don't know their situation. Then pray for your city, the leaders, the people, the homeless, you know. And you could walk through these steps and then pray for your world. We have a world that has lost its way and we have broken people leading people astray from the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I found myself, we did this as an exercise in church. And I found myself as he's like, we're going to pray for like 30 seconds for each. And then he'd move on. I'm like, wait, I'm not done on the, I'm not like squirreling. This is amazing. And it actually helped me in that moment. And so maybe that's a way you start. Maybe just pick a couple of these things and focus on it and be intentional in your prayer life. And it will help you, but also it does wonders for them as well. And that's your Monday School for today.
coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
So if you're having trouble saving money around the holidays or going into debt during this time, TikTok might have your answer, believe it or not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a new buzz thing going around TikTok for cash stuffing, okay? Now, what this is...
I like the sound of it.
It's a technology-free way of budgeting to plan out your finances. Here's how it works. You take envelopes...
Wait, this is what Dave Ramsey does.
I know, exactly. Like, TikTok's like, we just came up with this amazing idea. This is going to be great.
But it's called cash stuffing, which sounds so much more fun.
Exactly. See, they're marketing it well, as opposed to Financial Peace University.
Right.
You know, cash stuffing. Yes! basically, it is the Dave Ramsey. If you're not familiar with that, Ramsey's been kind of a leader, especially in, like, Christian circles, too, about, like, taking charge of your finances.
Yeah.
And the way you do it is with envelopes, and you use cash. You don't use credit cards. You use cash, and when you run out of cash in that envelope, you're done.
You're done.
You know, or like if you've got a groceries envelope and you run out of cash and you've got a fun time envelope and you're out of grocery money, you got to take money from your fun time envelope. You don't go charge something. You don't go into debt, which is a great idea. This one girl who's doing cash stuffing on TikTok, she was like, it was amazing. That's how I think she sounds in my head. I swipe my card way too much. Now she said that she has been able to keep her debt low and has also saved $10,000 for my future. it's funny because, again, it's Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace 101. Don't spend more money than you have and build an emergency fund. Here's my favorite part, though. So I found this whole thing in an article. As I'm reading through the article, this is where we just mess something up, okay? So save money, put money in envelopes, don't go into debt. Then at the bottom are all these links to buy envelopes.
No!
Yes! And they're all adorned like cute little sayings and groceries.
Oh, of course, and they're $30 each.
Exactly!
Like, dang it!
Exactly!
But I have to have the cute envelopes.
I know. You're like, just spend $2 at the office supply store. Write groceries on an envelope yourself.
That's cute.
Exactly. And the people that buy those are not going to be as successful. So there you go. You know what? I love Ramsey's thing. And the thing I like about Ramsey, though, too, is that you can't use credit cards to pay for stuff, even for, like, their course.
So you're saying I can't charge for the cute envelopes?
No, you cannot, which is a good thing. So there you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day at church, our pastor was talking about Halloween and how we have separated ourselves from culture. You know, the Bible talks in Romans 12, too, about don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by ye. That was the old school.
Transformed. Hear ye.
That was King James sneaking in there. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, like, I get that. And, like, that's why churches do trunk or treats. And his point was, you know, us doing trunk or treats is inviting the community into our world. And, like, come here and enjoy this. And the candy brings people in and families in. And it's a good chance to outreach and minister. But then his whole point was, like, Halloween, like, in trick-or-treating, is your chance to be in your community reaching out. You know, that's where people are. They're coming to your house, you know. And he's like, that is a place where we can actually do a little bit of ministry.
Because what other opportunity do you have of strangers actually knocking on your door and actually wanting to talk to you?
Or even getting to know your neighbors, you know, and things like that. Because so many times we just pull into our garages, we don't even know our neighbors' names, you know. And so I thought that was a really good point. And I am curious. This is what I'm really curious about. Like, have you ever used Halloween, kind of redeemed it, used it for an outreach tool? And how did you do that? Like, okay, if you're going to put tracks, because I know some people do that, you know, the religious tracks in people's bags. Please, I beg you, I implore you, if you're going to do that, at least put them attached to a full-size candy bar, okay?
Or a popcorn ball?
No, popcorn balls, no, you can taint those. No, Rock. A full-size candy bar.
A tube of toothpaste.
No! Everyone hates the dentist. When you give a full-size candy bar, you say, I love you. I care about you as a person.
Wow.
And then you have a track attached to it. Then you're like, I love you and I want to see you in heaven.
Wow.
So good. Okay.
You got it all figured out.
That's my advice. If you're going to go the track route, make sure you put it with a full-size candy bar. But that being said, I am curious if you like see the Halloween or see the holiday, if you will, as a way to kind of redeem it and do something that actually can strengthen your relationships as a believer with the people around you, or just use it as an outreach. I'm curious if you've done that. You might give somebody a good idea since it is Halloween tonight. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your thoughts now. Have you ever done that, Doug? Like, used it as an outreach?
Yes, sir. Been to haunted houses and haunted mazes, and when they try to scare you, I say, Jesus loves you, and they look at you like, what? they didn't get the effect they wanted, you know?
It's all in the delivery, though. You can't go, Jesus loves you, when they startle you, you know? You have to be calm the whole time. Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you say that, Doug, because I was playing this Dutch Blitz. It's a card game with some friends the other night. And I was getting so aggravated at the whole thing that I was like trying to put out my cards as quick as I could. And at one point I couldn't do it. And I was like, Jesus paid it all.
Yes. Betty Rock does that. And then Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel.
All right, Sarah, you're up. How do you use Halloween as kind of an outreach?
Hi, Wally. We are doing our Halloween weenie roast. We're just roasting hot dogs in our front yard. And we just invite our whole block.
There you go.
We're excited to meet our people.
Is this the first time you've tried this, or you've done it before?
Yes. Yeah, we want to make it an annual thing. We're copying our friends who have done it before.
I love it. The Halloweeny Roast. That's a great name, too. You know, it's fun. And again, you get to know people. You get to meet people. And that's where you know, establish relationships. And that's how you ultimately can end up sharing your faith at other times.
Absolutely.
Now, Sarah, what if you have a kid show up and they're like, I'm gluten-free, gluten intolerance. What are you going to do? Do you have those options for them?
We have 100% beef hot dogs and oranges.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Orange,
yeah.
I know you'd like a hot dog, but here's an orange, Johnny. So I'm curious, Lisa, have you ever done that?
Yes, actually, I like how you said if you use a track to put candy with it.
Yes, and don't go cheap with knockoff candy either. If you're going to put a track with it, you know, do your best. The Bible talks about that. Be great in all the things we do. Put a full-size candy bar with it, okay?
You'll find that in Leviticus.
There's actually a candy that's called Scripture Candy. It's a pack of candy corn that has Bible verses on it.
Oh, okay. Like, I know that, what is it? In-N-Out Burger does that with their cups. And things like that, and different wrappers they use. And it's weird, the stories of that making a difference in people's lives sometimes when you hear those. And so candy corn is a great candy, by the way. And so if you're going to put it on a candy, that's a good candy to put a Bible verse on.
Yep, I ordered some, and it says, reaching the world one piece at a time.
I'm looking at verses in the Bible that talk about corn. Surprisingly, there are a lot. There's like 22 Bible verses about corn.
See, that's where they missed the boat. They should have put John 3:16 on there, but then they're like, Leviticus 19:1, grow your crops in a circle.
Exactly. They have Ezekiel 36:24, for I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land.
Well, I hope they pick better verses than that. Well, I'm glad that they at least put a good candy with these verses, because honestly, like, if you're doing like Bit of Honey that takes your teeth out or something like that, candy corn is the, you know, consummate, amazing Halloween candy?
I don't know.
No, you don't like candy corn?
I mean, it's like eating plastic.
No, it's so good. No. And like you can make little teeth out of them when you push them up on your teeth, which really hurts if you have a cavity. Found that out the hard way. It's like just injecting pain into your tooth.
Once again.
Yeah, I love candy corn so much so that I even wrote a candy corn song in honor of Halloween. Since we can't play it tomorrow, might as well do it today.
Listen up, and I start to flap my gums about the sweet candy corn. The sugary goodness in pyramid form, white and yellow with orange in the middle. It makes my belly go like McRibs and my sweet rhymes. Candy corn's here for a limited time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the prayer wall is this thing that we have at wayfm.com, or you can text the word prayer, and we will send you a link, because it's a really cool way for people to share their faith and pray for people. At church, we were talking about interceding on behalf of others and how God likes it when we do that. And this is a great way for you to pray for other people. And the coolest part of the prayer wall, honestly, is the notification.
Yeah, so when you post a request on the prayer wall, you can say if you want to get notified by phone or through your email that somebody prayed for you. So if you go to wayfm.com/prayer wall, you will see it there where you post your prayer request.
Okay.
Got it. And then you check this box and that'll say yay or nay. And we've had so many stories from people saying, yeah, I mean, like I got a notification saying somebody prayed for me and it was just what I needed to hear because I was feeling so defeated at the time.
Roger posted a prayer request, said, hey man, I need prayers for my daughter that she may find her way back to God and help her with her depression and anxiety, help her to get a good job and Christian friends. As your kids, it doesn't matter how old they are, you never stop worrying about them and you should always be praying for them. And it's hard, you know, and so this is where he's reaching out and people are going to reach out back to him, which I think is the coolest part, again, of the prayer wall. So if you'd like to be a part of it, if you need prayer, man, by all means, go there, post a prayer request. But the only thing I ask, I mean, it's totally free, as it should be, you know, each prayer, 99 cents. No, but like the only thing I ask is if you're there, like looking for prayer, do yourself a favor and pray for someone else. Go through the prayer wall. Find something that connects with you and pray for them. I'm telling you, it helps you when you kind of take yourself out of your moment for a minute. It doesn't diminish your moment, doesn't take it away, but to pray for somebody else and lift them up before God does wonders in your own spirit as well. And again, you can just text us and we'll hit you up with a link.
You can text prayer to 91979 and we'll send you the link. I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin? We always think of how awesome of a holiday Halloween is for kids because, you know, aside from all the costume drama that can come with Halloween, kids do at least get candy.
Oh, so good. That was my favorite holiday as a kid. Just
absolutely.
Because it's like, wait, people are going to give me candy and buckets full of it?
I'm not paying for this. And I think it's awesome because they come home with their bucket. And there's always like that really fun part, kind of like Christmas-esque, where you pour out your bucket. And that's when the self-control has to start for the kids. And I also think self-control has to set in for the parents as well, because they, too, even though they've bought candy for kids to hand out, they do see maybe a Reese's Pieces.
That's something about it. Like, you could go to the store and buy your own candy and buy bags of it, but there's something about it when it's in that little orange pumpkin and it's there and your kid's going to bed. You're like, I'm going to have some.
I remember when I would go trick-or-treating, I would come home and my dad would be the first one to go rifle through you know, the candy bucket that I had. But it was okay because there was a lot of candy that he liked that I didn't
like. That works out well.
So it was perfect.
Yeah, you're like, all right, dude, I got to go through this candy, make sure it's safe for you. Yep, this one seems safe. Yep, this one seems safe. Like, just taking a bite out of all of them.
And I did find this list, actually, of the list of candies that kids aren't going to care if you steal.
Oh, like if adults eat them? Okay, yes. I'm curious because I have a very stringent candy like list in my own head.
Sure. So this starts with whatchamacallits.
Oh, I love those. Okay. Yeah whatchamacallits are great. Yeah. I forget the name, though.
Are they like Whoppers?
Because it's a whatchamacallit.
Oh.
Ew. Okay.
That landed.
Yeah.
York peppermint patties.
That's an old person snack. But I like Junior Mints, which is the younger, hipper version of that. Not really.
Okay.
All right. Butterfingers?
Yes.
That was one that my dad would take out of my bucket, and I was fine with
it. You don't
it.
Like Butterfingers?
No.
It feels like so good. Reese's like lesser cool little brother to me.
So good.
Almond Joys. I would never touch those.
Almond Joys.
No, that's just rude.
I don't ever want to get to that point where I'm the guy who likes Almond Joys.
No. I want no coconut in my candy. I don't want the nuts.
No.
Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. I do remember that because of the commercial. But
all right, and the number one candy that kids do not care if you steal is a Dove dark chocolate bar.
I love those.
No, dark chocolate's the worst.
It's so bitter.
Yeah. I know. The bitter, the better.
Not
really?
The more bitter, the better.
You're such an old man.
No.
Now we know.
I do get it. If it's a Dove chocolate bar.
Oh, a Dove chocolate bar. How fun,
back
guys.
In my day, we couldn't afford these.
My dad would take out the Butterfingers and the... the Butterfingers and the Snickers bars, because I didn't like either one of those.
You don't like Snickers?
And I didn't care for Kit Kats either, so he would take those.
Oh, that's a home
but
run. That's
so weird. That was Reese related was all mine.
Okay. It's interesting that you bring that up, because here in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to play a game, a trick-or-treat game with Gavin and Betty, and you're going to have a chance to win some treats or get tricked. And so we'll do a Facebook Live with that. So if you follow us on Facebook, you'll be able to see that. Just search Wally Show.
Come out, come out, come out, you pretty kitten.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and God has gifted us all very differently. And he gave Betty Rock the incredible ability to look at a cat and name it in a split second and to give it the perfect name. It's amazing the amount of cats.
Perfect.
I like where you're going. Your head's already in here today. That's good. And so she's done this for years for us. And people are always satisfied with the names that she comes up with. Well, Betty Rock, here we go. We need some help here. Betty Rock, we got these cats to replace our other cats that went missing. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, jeez.
Our other kittens were named Dusty and Bottoms. My husband named them. Don't like it. Our kids like Bam Bam and Mink, but I'm not a fan. So hopefully Betty Rock can take a crack at it. So... I'm going to give you the pictures of them.
They don't say if it's a boy or a girl?
No, it does not say that. This is tough. You don't have a lot of information. You're going to have to just go on feel and by looking at the two little cats that are here, the two little kittens, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. I'll tell you this in advance. There's a gray one and a black one, if that helps you out at all right?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
On your mark, get set. Name that cat.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
They are adorable. Are you going to name the gray one or the black one first?
Black.
Black first.
We'll go with...
Come on, time's running out.
If it's girl, Wednesday, and if it's a boy, Adams.
Wednesday Adams? Isn't the girl from the Adams family named Tuesday?
Oh, is it?
It's unique.
Thank you, Gav.
I love that. Okay, Wednesday it is for some reason.
For the gray one, it's got like a cute little line on its nose. Yeah. So half of its nose is pink and the other is gray. I would go with maybe Tutu. Okay, because there's two colors on its
nose. Oh, okay.
So you could call it tutu.
I didn't see that coming.
Maybe pinky.
I would have gone with soul stealer because it looked into my soul and stole it when I saw this picture of that cat.
It's so cute.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll go with tutu and maybe Adams.
No Wednesday.
Wednesday was not.
Was it Tuesday?
It was close. It is Tuesday.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Wednesday.
But I like that
Wednesday
you're different.
Wednesday Adams.
There you go. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Sheo, and it is. It's all Gavin. Oh, don't worry. I'll stand up. Sorry. We are doing a Facebook Live here with us right now. It is Trick or Treat. It's Halloween. And so I thought it'd be fun to play a game with the gang where they get to stick their hand in a box and they either get a trick or a treat, okay? So could win something, could go against you. So Betty and Gavin, you're going to be our contestants, but we got to decide who gets to pick which box. There are three boxes. Inside the boxes, there are two treats, one trick, all right?
Oh, just one trick. That's so kind of you.
Yeah, so.
Could Gavin go first? Because
Nope. That's not how it works.
Why not?
We're going to ask you a question, and whoever's closest to gets to pick their box.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So here we go. The question is, the coolest houses give out full-size candy bars on Halloween. If you're expecting 75 trick-or-treaters and you bought 50 full-size candy bars and 25 king-size candy bars, how much money did you spend? Closest to without going over.
So only 25 king-size.
Yep, and 50 regular size.
Regular size.
At Walmart, what would you spend? Okay, so get your guesses down. Gavin, you have your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, Betty Rock, what is your guess for this?
Why do I have to go first? Why can't Gavin go first?
Because I don't trust you. Like you'll
That's
just
rude.
You'll just go a dollar over him or something. So, Betty Rock.
$75
for Betty. And Price is Right rule is closest to without going over.
I think it's over this number.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess 100. Okay. Because I don't think king size candy bars. We bought 75 total.
Right.
King size are going to be more than a dollar.
Okay.
In my head, maybe not so much more. But I think still, like, it's going to be more than $100.
All right. Well, you have your guesses down.
Well, so, what was his guess?
I said
100.
100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He said 100 even.
I heard a lot of wishy-washy.
You don't. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you were to buy all of these candy bars together, regular candy bars are $1.14. King size are $1.98 for a total of $106.50. Gavin wins!
I was really close.
So, Gavin, you get to pick. You have three boxes to choose from. You can pick between box number 1, 2, or 3. Where are you going?
My heart says 1.
Your heart says 1. Okay. So now that leaves. Just leave it there. Just
leave it there. Okay.
Now, Betty Rock, you get to pick from the remaining either 2 or 3.
I'm going to go with 3.
3.
No.
What?
No, because here's my thought process.
Not her thought process.
Because your favorite number is 3.
Right.
And so I think that you know that we know that your favorite number is 3. Hence, the trick will be in the 3 because you don't want us to get the treat. So
I do know that you know that my favorite number is 3. And that did factor into my decision making.
Right.
No. So I might have gone thinking that you were thinking this way with the treat in 3. Because I work on those kind of levels.
No, because you wouldn't have said that had it been in the 3. So
but
I am going.
I might have said that just to totally.
You don't know
blow
that
your mind.
I know that they know that you know.
Okay.
So.
Wait, who knows what?
Yeah.
What did you choose?
I chose. She's just stalling. I chose 1.
All right. And Betty Rock chose 3?
No. I'm going with 2.
Are you sure?
Yep. Going with 2.
All right. Well, we will find out in a minute who gets tricked and who gets treated. And we'll do that here on The Wally Show in 10 minutes. By the way, we are doing this on Facebook Live. You can follow along. We'll take your questions and stuff now in between while we wait to get the game going. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're playing a little game here, the Trick or Treat game. We're also doing this on Facebook Live so you can see. The gang has boxes in front of them with a hole cut in it, and there's something in the box. It's a trick or a treat. So Betty Rock and Gavin have to reach their hand in there to get out whatever is in there. So now the way it works, though, is Gavin won round 1, so he got to pick his box first. What box did you go with?
I went with number 1.
Okay, that's good. Betty Rock did not win, so she took box what?
two.
Okay. Now, as the winner of round one, you get the option now. This is where it gets interesting. You can stay the course and stick with your box, or you can trade for Betty Rock's box or box number three that no one has.
I'm going to follow my heart because my gut said pick number one originally, so we're going to... Oh, wow, I just got scared, though.
Gavin, has your gut always, like, served you well in the past?
I mean, no, not really.
He has a tender tummy. It has never served him.
I have terrible acid reflux right now.
Okay, all right, well, let's do this. Gavin, let's start with you, since you have the right to go first. You are going to reach your hand in there. You've stuck with box number one. Was it a good decision? Close your eyes, reach your hand in the box. Go deep in there. And watch the mousetrap. Go deep in there.
Oh. Get it's in so there. Slimy.
Is it slimy?
It's really slimy.
You got tricked. Pull it up. What do you got? Show me. Show the camera. What do you got?
Oh, it's just a...
Show your hand. Just pull out some of your hand.
There's
nice.
Just a bunch of peaches.
Nice.
That's disgusting.
But of all things in the world to get.
Yeah. Hey. That's not bad.
Not your breakfast.
Okay.
Right
there you go. Oh. All right. This slimy. Your hand's going to be sticky for a day. All right. Betty Rock, you have gone with box number two. Now, I will offer you the same deal that I offer Gavin, but you can't obviously see his. You could offer, I'm offering you to trade for box number three or stick with your box.
Okay. Weak.
I'm not weakened. No
do not
face.
Give her anything.
No, I'm not. I'm giving you the opportunity. There's one box left. Are you going to stick
I'm
with your gut?
I'm going to stick with mine.
Gavin stuck with his
I
gut.
I know, but I'm going to stick with mine.
And look where it led him.
I know, but I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with
You're going to get the mouse trap.
Okay. You look disappointed. So I think
no,
I picked the right
I'm
one.
No, I'm elated.
No, no, I'm sticking with
All
it.
All right, Betty Rock, dig in there. Be careful, though.
Stop.
Be careful. Don't look. Put your hand in there.
Oh, what's wait. That noise?
I don't know. It feels like candy. It feels like candy.
Pull it out.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I got the treat.
Betty Rock wins. There's also something else in there. You can look in there now.
Oh, man.
And Chick-fil-A gift card.
What?
Yes! $10 gift card!
Yeah, so
well,
Betty
done.
Rock
High
won. Yeah, give.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
I was at her.
I win.
There you go. Congratulations, Rock. You stuck with your gut and it served you well.
Yeah, yeah.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show with a round of a good news stories coming at you. Three of them to be exact. And they're designed to make you feel better about the day because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. Mine is kind of timely being Halloween and all. NASA released a high definition photo of the sun that looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they didn't like Photoshop it. It actually has dark spots that kind of resemble the eyes. And here's some information for you. They're temporary features called corona holes. And so, or coronal holes.
Oh.
Yeah. Corona hole is a whole different thing. Like, you know, you got a problem if you fall into one of those.
That
but coronal holes, yes. And so it's very timely for today. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
A 16-year-old in England decided he was using his PlayStation too much. How many times have you heard of, like, a teenager deciding,
Never.
I play too many video
Never.
Games?
Never. He had a big problem then.
So he saw that he was doing this too much during that lockdown that happened in COVID a couple years ago. So he actually started writing a book, and he actually just published it this month.
What?
It's a fantasy novel available on Amazon.
No way.
Called Noble Betrayed.
Oh, it sounds like a good name.
I'd read it.
I know you would. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
I was looking at that photo of that jack-o'-lantern sun, and it looks like a smiley face.
Yeah,
that's kind of festive. Cute. There was an 8-year-old kid in Missouri. His name is Kaysen, and sadly, he lost hold of his birthday balloons that he got at school 2 weeks ago.
That's a bummer.
And they floated off, yeah. He was so upset, but then a guy in Tennessee, over 500 miles away, he found them, so he tracked him down.
What?
Tracked down the kid. Yes, because the card was still attached to the balloons. And so he figured out where Kaysen goes to school and sent him a bunch of gifts along with $100.
If this was anything other than good news, I would be so sus right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he also sent presents to Kaysen's teacher.
What?
I know.
That's cool.
Above and beyond.
I like that. Yeah, like you take a real negative situation and you turn it into a positive.
That's awesome.
And I like the work that went into it, too. So there you go. That's your good news. Giddy up for today. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you.
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report.
Hey, Betty.
When you have a baby, the cuteness of the joy of the new addition, that has to make up for the astronomical medical bill you'll later receive for delivering that baby at the hospital.
Yeah, it can be a little daunting.
So back in 1967, when actress Julia Roberts was born, her parents were thrilled when their medical bill was paid for by good friends of theirs, the one and only Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife.
Wait, what?
I know. You're like, I didn't even know Julia Roberts' family knew Martin Luther
King
Jr.
Yeah, that's weird. And like, she's like Hollywood royalty. You just assume she came from money.
Right. Well, she didn't. Julia's parents ran a theater school in Atlanta, Georgia. And one day they got a call from Miss King, so Martin Luther King's wife, asking if their two daughters could sign up and take part in the theater school. Segregation was a very big thing back then. And so these girls were having a hard time finding places where they could actually be allowed to go.
That's true, because you said she was born in 67.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a year older than me. Oh my goodness. And we both look fantastic.
That's beyond the point.
One of us does. I moisturize. But anyway, yeah, I mean, that was such a really bad dark spot in our history. And yeah, you don't think about it. I don't think a lot of us are cognizant of it. I was talking to my mom the other day who grew up through this, and she was like, she couldn't understand why there were different water fountains when she was a kid for black kids and white kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that actually did happen. But it was a big thing. So when Julia's parents agreed to the two girls joining the theater school, the Kings were super grateful. And that gratitude stood with them throughout the years, and they became close friends. So when the Kings found out that the Roberts needed help paying medical bills after Julia's birth, they took it upon themselves to pay it.
Oh, that's really cool.
I know.
There you go, man. See, that's when we're getting it right. That's when we're getting it right. Like even in the midst of all the mess that was going on at that time, kindness and love and you know, and it breeds, it's reciprocal, you know, which is cool, and it's contagious. And so when you do the right thing, somebody else is going to do the right thing too.
Well, and I think too, you see what is right through action.
Absolutely.
Not just words.
Absolutely. That's a really cool story. It's a whole part of Julia Roberts I never really understood. And now I forgive her parents for Eric Roberts.
Who's Eric?
Her brother.
Is he not good?
He's not a good actor, I don't think.
Oh, I didn't even know he existed, yeah. So I guess that says a lot.
All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And on the surface, like, you think of heaven, you think, man, that's going to be awesome. You know, you die, you go to heaven, you see your loved ones again. Everything's great. It's perfect. It's a wonderful party. But there are some nuances to this that can be challenging inside of what you believe. And I got an email from this lady, Mia, and it was really interesting. She says, heaven is confusing to me. I understand that there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, and we will be different beings. But won't we be upset and mournful if we get there and our loved ones aren't there? I do not believe that everyone's going to be there, but will our minds just forget that? you know, and forget the ones that mean so much to us here?
That's a great question.
Huge question, you know, because again, if there's no regret in heaven, then why does anything matter? You know, if you want to extrapolate it way out into its fatalistic view, because if things we do here, we're not going to feel bad about later, then
why not just do them?
Do them now. You know, right. Exactly. So that's a really fascinating concept to me. And you've got like the story in the Bible of the rich man who went to hell and he was just begging for Lazarus, not the one that was raised from the dead, but the beggar Lazarus, to put a drop of water on his tongue. And so there was some sort of like
communication
or whatever, but I think that was for the story part of it, you know, more so than in real life kind of thing. But the reality is, I don't know the answer to this. I really don't. And that's why I like doing this show, because maybe you've been in church before and you've wondered the same thing me is wondering, and you felt, man, I don't know how that's going to be, and what do I feel about this? And so I would love to get your thoughts on this. If you've ever had a sermon on this or any kind of insight you can add to this discussion would be fantastic, because I do not know the answer. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Will there be regret in heaven? Or will there be a short time of regret, and then it's like, you know, Men in Black, they hold the thing up to your eyes and it all goes away?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. So anyway, would love to get your thoughts on this if you can help out. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever heard any sermons on this, or do you have any thoughts on this?
So I haven't heard any sermons or anything, but I did lose my dad last September from COVID. And, you know, so I've thought a lot about heaven since then. And the way that I like to think of it is, you know, like, I feel like they're just kind of waiting. Like, I think that there is no sorrow and there is no regret in heaven, but it's almost like a waiting period. Like, they know that their loved ones are coming to them, and that's why they just don't worry about it. There's no, like, fear there.
So I get that, and that feels great for how heaven is, but then what about people that aren't there that we loved? Will we regret that we did not say more to them or try to do more to share, you know, the gospel with them? Is there going to be regret?
I really don't think so. I mean, everything biblical in the Bible, you know, does say that there's no regret in heaven. And so, like, I mean, of course I don't know, and I really don't think that we will know until we get there, but I like to think that no, that there's no regret at all, you know, that we just know that they're going to be there eventually.
There's a verse in the Bible that says, I think it's in Revelations 21, they will be his people and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
So I guess it's like, okay, you went through it. Here, you're in heaven now, and now you're good. Like, you don't have to worry about other people. Okay, I get it. I mean, it's there in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know.
It feels a little odd to me, but, like, there's probably no other way to do it, you know, because otherwise you spend eternity mourning, and that's not good either. So I don't know.
Right, that doesn't sound like heaven to me.
Right, exactly. So I'm curious if you have a perspective on that, Diane.
Well, I do. I don't know if you believe in near-death experiences, but I watch some of those and the Christian ones. So they have said that there's no, like, regret or bad feelings in heaven. You just feel a calm. You might have a knowing of things that are going, you know, on, or the past and whatnot, things that you've been through and all that, but you're not going to be sad about it. Even though you're praying for your loved ones now and you're praying that they go to heaven, if they don't for some reason, because they didn't turn to God, you're not going to be upset about it. You're just going to have a peace.
Yeah, if there wasn't that verse that Betty Rock found in Revelation.
Yeah, it says in Revelation 21, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
Yeah, like if it wasn't for that verse, I would say that there's not going to be any pain in heaven or regret would be something we would make up, like to make ourselves feel better. Like, oh, if there's no regret, then it doesn't matter what I do here because I'm not going to regret it later. I got my salvation. I'm in, you know, and I'm not going to spend eternity worrying about something. But it's interesting that's how God has designed it, that somehow we'll know things but we won't feel the anguish of that, which is interesting, which I mean to me sounds like heaven because I made a lot of bad choices. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And every day right after the show, we record our podcast, which is stuff that didn't happen on the show, we didn't get to, or things that would require a little bit more time without kind of the music there. So it's basically the show without the music. And we'll discuss everything, life stuff, and even some of our television shows that we're watching. And we got to talking about this show, This Is Us, and how emotionally taxing that show was. And we shared why it was tough to watch sometimes, and this was Gavin's reason.
It was like a show where, like, happiness was something that they couldn't stand lasting very long.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like
they need
people
to be miserable.
Would
yeah.
get married, the divorce story would start to creep in, the happy marriage decaying story would start to set in. Like, it just didn't seem like there was a lot of hope.
That's the thing about it. Like, it was an interesting thing because it was pretty life-oriented, like real life, because real life tends to be like that for a lot of people. But I also found it exhausting. I had to be in the right headspace to watch it. And one of the episodes, oh, for the love, just wrecked me, because it was about Randall, like, finding and then losing his father, and his dad's on oxygen and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that took me instantly to losing my dad in the same, like, oxygen thing in his nose. And I just remember one of the days watching the show, and I'm just sitting on the couch, and I'm fighting it, man. I'm like trying so hard not to cry. My wife's sitting there, and she looks at me. She's like, "You okay?" I'm like, fine. Don't look at me. Fine. And I actually ended up getting up and walking out, and she like hit pause on it. Thanks. You could have just let it keep going.
She's like, "We're not done."
Yeah. Like, I come back in. I'm like, I'm good now. Great. Let's pick up where we left off. What is wrong with you? I thought you'd want to see it. No, I left to not see it.
Yeah. The hallmark of this show, we get deep for a second and then laugh it off and pretend these feelings don't feel. Okay. So if you want to ever check out our podcast, we'd love to have you be one of our potties, as we call them.
And it's easy to do. If you text the letters TWS, which stand for The Wally Show, to 91979, we'll send you a link. That's TWS to 91979. Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.